Paul. Hi, welcome. Welcome to another day of the DM Early Show here live on RBN Live, that is, RBN.org, which is Republic Broadcasting.org now. I'm also on Truth Radio from Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to write me, it's deanne.burley@gmail.com, deanneburley@gmail.com, but you put a dot between the Deanne and the Burley. Also, call me at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171, or I can be reached at 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. 930-9782. And, you know, the thing I want to talk to you about, folks, some things came about this week. It seems that I should bring this up just to make you alerted. We had some things happen. We got a presidential 5.1 code that has been adopted, meaning that if there's any type of an event where there is an act of terrorism or a national security threat or anything, that means that this president can initiate martial law and have complete control, full control of everything that goes on in this nation, and hold his position as president as long as that threat is there. Then there's a situation where the defense ministry of the United States is moving their offices from one to another location. And to me, it kind of shows another pattern. Is there a possibility that they're gearing us up for another attack here in the United States, a terrorist attack? And are we prepared for something like that? Now, again, you know, we are right now in the midst of June and going into July, and July 4th holiday is going to be here in a minute, and, you know, then you get that double seven date coming up is July 7th, 2007. So are they planning another type of 9/11 type of scenario? Because there's too much information going on. We got the Canadian conference going on with Alfred Weber, Loren Murray, and a number of other international people looking into war crimes and the criminal activity dealing with this White House. We have a number of people that have been marching all over the country. We have people in foreign countries marching. We have our military that's very upset. They said that there's so many military men that have gone over the wall, and they can't go to Canada, they can't go anywhere, so they're hiding out in different places, different countries, because they're upset over the fact that they've been fighting this war so long, have not had any situation of a term where they could come back and rest. There has been an increase of mental problems with our military, illnesses, people coming back 100% disabled, no medical, you know, 130 days to wait. So, you know, it's a situation that we're looking at that might cause another terrorist activity. We'll be back, and I'll bring John Alstasis up after this station break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's Late Night with Deanne on RBN, Republic Broadcasting. And folks, Republic is getting ready to move. They need your help. They have supported the community with very, very good broadcasts. And, you know, again, we got to keep these stations going. So please, if you can, make donations to Republic Broadcasting. We need that help. They're moving, and we want to keep everything afloat because, again, you won't be able to hear my broadcast and the others that are here, and we need to keep this radio going. You know, it's very, very important for you to hear what is happening. I want to bring my co-host up, John. John, are you there?
Hi, Dean, yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm working, Annie. I almost missed you. I fell asleep and woke up just in time.
Yeah, but that was one of them real busy, tiring days.
Well, not too bad. Just slowed down, and, you know, once you stop, you shut down.
Yeah, and I was going to try to do that, but it was kind of disrupted, but then I was exhausted today. I had been doing things with the homeless with the broadcast, and we made some very good moves here. We're waiting to hear back from a couple of the area hotels to see if they will give them a lesser rate so that they won't be, you know, hit up with so much money that they can't afford. And then we're, you know, looking into what we're doing, you know, to get the radio broadcast up and running. So that was, you know, the high point of the day. And then the second high point was I was invited to this function in Schaumburg, Illinois, and it was for a group that was involved with promoting, you know, like a fashion show. They were involved with positive Christian music, and they were doing a sort of thing, you know, with networking and stuff, and I thought it was really great I was able to meet a number of people, a couple of musicians here. And the thing is, the concept was, I thought it was good, you know. I had a positive day up until point. But, you know, I think you were talking to the homeless earlier, you know, in my program, too. And what do you think about, you know, that with the homeless program that we're putting together out here?
Well, the, you know, people that are just having tough times, a lot of the tough times are being created by the government. I mean, the price of diesel or the price of kerosene there, I verified with a receipt that it's $8 per, or $1.51 per gallon tax. Well, being that it's that much tax on the price of fuel, this high price of fuel is government-oriented. It touches everything that we touch, and so everything that's created into poverty here is being government-orchestrated. So anyhow, a lot of the vets have had their, you know, they get $500 a month. How can you live on $500 a month? A lot of other people where their retirements were taken from them don't have money enough to live. The price of just making a living as far as standard living. Most people, they say the roads are getting open because the price of fuel is too much. People can't afford to pay their local bills. So they don't have time to go traveling for any other reason other than just trying to survive. And so you have people that are just out there that just can't pay their bills, and they've lost their homes. And they've got abilities. They're just being orchestrated with this outsourcing and whatnot of no jobs. They're being out-expensed. They might be ill or whatever else. And so anyhow, you've got people, and you don't have to look very far. Someone that might be just like yourself, that just has had a few different roads that have put them out and had nothing, nowhere to go, looking for a place to go. I've offered a little bit of an area to where maybe somebody can come to my farm, and I don't know if my farm will still be here because I'm being pushed on. But if we can start something to where we can start a greenhouse effect, maybe start raising vegetables or whatever else, and organics along that kind of basis. There's lots of other things to do as far as business. There's little things you can do, knick-knack things, such as how about making, like, tickets? You know, you can buy a book of tickets. Like, you'd go to a store and have a Hallmark card. Well, how about if you had a book of tickets so you could, instead of the trooper giving you a ticket, you can give the trooper a ticket, or how about you can give the doctor a ticket for giving you a bad prescription, and maybe the ticket book would have contact information, so when the IRS wanted to give you a problem, you could give the IRS a ticket, and you could get access to information that would put him in his place. I mean, there's some things that can do that are comedy things, but they're real serious things, but we've got to start putting these things together of... what do we do? What are solutions? And
that's right, because you know we look and report about the problem, but we never ever really talk about, you know, how to create a solution to the problem so that it will stop being a problem. And you know, even you know, some things happened to me today. You know, it's very easy for you or I to look outside at other people's problems in McDonald's, but sometimes the one that's right in front of you, you have no control over, and you can't resolve it, you know. But something that's not close to home, you know, you can very much see quickly how to, you know, get an answer, a solution. And that's why we need each other, and that's because if we're working together and we look at, you know, what each other, you know, is basically doing, and, you know, it's not, you know, being judgmental or anything. It's just basically looking at these things and saying, okay, this is the problem and this is the solution. You know, this is the problem. This is how we're going to handle this, the creative solution. So, you know, if we do that, we might be able to forge a method out of some of these disparities. Like, for instance, today, not yet, I think it was yesterday, it was downtown in Chicago. And I just happened to be down there, and I heard this guy, he was talking to a friend on the phone, and he said, oh, you just can't believe I went to work, and they just, Everybody got their paycheck. Everybody got a pink slip. Everybody is out the door today, and nobody got a warning. You know, just think of those people. They came to work, you know, thinking that next week they would be at work, and there was no warning, and they all got pink slips, and, you know, they're out of job. So, you know, it's not like they had some type of way or measure to figure out what to do, because when I was working in these companies, they would actually, you know, give you fair warning and kind of, you know, sit down with you and give you a package or something to leave with. But today, because they're scared that the people might get mad and do something, they don't give you any warning. And a lot of times in these places, and they just, you know, get rid of a whole department. I remember working at International Harvester in their corporate office, and while I was there, I mean, they would get rid of a whole floor. I mean, I remember one day I came to work and the 26th floor was gone. You know, everybody was working on 26th. They all got noticed. But at least International Harvester, they gave you severance pay. They gave you, pay in addition to unemployment. So you received 90% of your salary. Even though you were on unemployment, you still got that for the amount of years that you had served at International Harvester. And then, you know, you kept your benefit packages. They never got rid of them until you had a service time that you had worked there. So, you know, like if you worked there 10 years, you had, you know, up to like 5-6 years still with your health benefit. Nobody had a package like that. So, you know, when people left, they were griping and yelling. But, you know, again, they were, you know, God lucky to have that. Today, what do you get? What do you get when you leave these companies and they kick you out of the door? You get nothing. And they don't even bother to consider how much work and ethics you put in to your job supporting the company. And they just basically, you know, say, bye. You know, here's your check. Don't look back. And have a security person escort you out.
Well, right in our own town this week, we had P&G, which is a pharmaceutical company, used to hire about 700 people in our town. They sold off half or three-quarters of their business to what they call OSG. And this week it was announced that OSG is for sale on the outsourcing market. Now, they're saying that they're going to stay, but who knows. They hire about 400 now. The other half of P&G that was still here hired approximately 190 people, also gave a notice that they're letting those 190 people go, and they may have to go to Cincinnati, Ohio, or lose their job. And so anyhow, my brother's been asked to continue on, but he has to go to Cincinnati. And it'll be starting from now until 2 years that it's fully moved, but he'll probably have to be flying back and forth or arranging to living out there sure soon. And he's established himself real well. He's got a beautiful house in an in-ground pool that's enclosed. His daughter goes to Cornell University. He only has one daughter, and she's just our first year. So now you've got situations where he's pretty well established, and all of a sudden they're just all of a sudden out of the blue, tell them, hey, we're shutting our doors here. You got to come and move, or you don't have a job. And again, is this because it's really necessary, or is this? I'm not sure where it's all being directed from, but I do hear the music in the background. So I guess we've got to go to break. We'll be right back. It's on the D.M. Brothers Show on RepublicBroadcasting.com. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Late night with Ann on RBN and publicbroadcast.org. We're also found on Truth Radio Monday through Friday from 6 to 7. And I forgot, I should have mentioned this earlier, and Claudia Nelson, please forgive me. We're in South America. I mean, we got wonderful people in South America listening to this broadcast. In Buenos Aires, and I know that place is beautiful, so I thank you all for listening, people that have micro stations and FM AM broadcasts all around, and those that are linked into satellite. The satellite folks, please email me, just let me know you're out there, danne.burley@gmail.com. And quickly before I go back to John, I want to make a couple announcements here. I did go to this wonderful event here in Schaumburg, Illinois today. It was it's called Zeroon. It was the international fashion show and various other events there and great networking. And I was invited by Michael there. I met also a woman that has a business called Chocolate Sushi Covert, which is a clothing shop, and she was the owner. She has wonderful fashion. She's trying to get out, and her number is 773-434-1980. And then there was the Christian Faith Center Church prophetess evangelist Catherine Mervin was there. And she was coordinating the fashion fair and a lot of other events there. And I welcome and thank her for being there. And she was out of Joliet, Illinois. Also, we have another person with multimedia enterprises called Pink Diamond, and Charles Epstein is that person's name, out of Calumet City. I'm going to put information on them on my website. Also, we had Go On and Live, Sheila White, with Christian Lifestyle Education. She was there, and she was out of what part of? She was Joliet, Illinois. They traveled all over from various places, Amazon products, Asia Across, executive director. She was a makeup artist. We had Cassandra Anderson there, International Christian Management Corporation. And I'd like to thank Maurice. He's going to be working with me on another project I'm putting together. I have the Homeless Radio broadcast, and we're working on that. We talked about it here, and I'm still working on POWMIA. Got a new board that I'm putting together, and I'm still going to continue with that event for September 21st and 22nd. And we're also working with the issue of housing and also getting money for homes and buying apartment complexes and malls. So if you're interested in getting involved with that, you keep my number at hand. We're going to be doing a teleconference next week and link people into financing and things that they know for, the real estate industry, mortgage, and also business. 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. What it is like I said before, we can talk about the problems, but we got to create a solution. So if they're doing this, so we need to do that. So we're going to work on that right now. And I had a caller, John. There's a caller, John, I think. John, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing? I called you last week.
Oh, yes. Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. I want to make a reference to what you said about the pollinization.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? I only saw one bee this week pollinizing by itself.
Only one.
Some flowers. Only one. And that's really ridiculous because there'd be usually, I remember years ago, I saw some plants getting pollinized by a whole bunch of bees.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All I can see is just one, just buzzing around by itself.
Yeah, there's something weird going on, and there's a lot of other species of insects that, are just not here anymore. Just gone, vanished. John, one bee he saw. How about you? Have you seen anything out there where you are?
I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen a honeybee all week. I've been looking. I see one bumblebee, and other insects are just disappearing, and other things are, again, they had the cold water, weather was brought in by the chemtrails this week. The clouds are high. Those pillow clouds, again, that were high, they look like rain clouds, but they are very high. And as they brought them in, they dropped the temperature 10 to 15 degrees pretty easy, actually 25 degrees. We almost had a frost here night before last. And as different things are going on, we haven't seen the hummingbirds. It's a little scary because, things just aren't happening. We're all asleep again. It says the Bible says that we're taken over as we're sleeping, or we're being killed as we're being sleeping. I mean, we don't realize that it's going to starve us to death when the crops don't come in and the apples don't come in and all those things. The water is being changed. That's affecting some of these things. And so how is it affecting us? And it's doing it right in front of us. And again, I hear the music.
We're going to break, and callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the Chicken Farmer Farms' chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Live here at RBN, Republic Broadcasting. We also are simulcast right now in Buenos Aires in South America on Internet Chat Cafe Radio. And welcome Claudia Nelson, our international journalist. She has a great amount of material you need to read and talking about this White House and the crisis all over the country. A wonderful reporter, for wonderful lady. Please, you know, go to the Internet Chat Cafe and read some of her material. Folks, again, I'm starting another group. This is dealing with real estate, business development, everything we need to survive. I also met some people out here, too, that have Geiger counters. We need that because we need to also check the soil and the water and the food we're eating because there's something going on, and I don't know what it is, but we're finding, you know, insects, birds, everything disappearing, and it's very suspicious. And then the other thing, too, there's tablets you can take that kind of more or less can help you with issues of radiation. And I'll talk more about that in the upcoming week. And again, I put everybody on red alert right now because of the situation and movement in the White House of the Defense Department to another state. And we got people moving, you know, out of California. So, you know, could it be a target of California, New York, Washington, D.C., or somewhere else in the Midwest, like Chicago or something, that these people are going to create another vacuum of a terrorist activity so that we will be running and scared and they will have control of the White House for another decade or more. John, the caller, are you there still?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what do you think about what might happen here? Do you think it's a possibility that there would be a terrorist activity between now and the 4th of July or going up into July 7th?
Do y'all have all night? Because if y'all go to my website, you'll see what I think about what I think about how I think how the Bushes, you know, I mean, that's why I said, do y'all have all night? I mean, I can stand on my soapbox on this one all night. Nothing surprises me about this illegal, immoral government from a family whose grandfather supported the Nazis, and that's all part of the congressional record. That ain't just hearsay or, at, you know, innuendos. I'm not an educated man, but if all you got to do is go to your nearest library, go to the Federal Government Depository section, and look for the congressional record in which the Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, was brought up before the House Trading with the Enemies Act. And it's right there. I mean, people, look, do your own research. Open your eyes and see what's going on. All these illegal immigrants is coming here and lowering their wages and stuff and bringing in more jobs than there are workers, especially Native Americans or people born here. It's just today I filmed some illegal, you know, from whatever, from Mexico. I got them on film and I'm uploaded as soon as possible. Working the parking lots here in Little Rock. They don't want to hire no white man or a black man for the job. They want to hire Mexicans to run around with a computerized keypad checking parking lots. I'm going to tell you all something, Deanne. I would like to get together with you and be a host on your show and bring somebody with me who's working here in Little Rock to affect change here, to make the city of Little Rock get off their butts and build us a homeless center. But yet they whine about $6.2 million when they're building more downtown condos with city financing, of course. So these people and what they're doing don't surprise me at all.
Well, the thing is, it lacks of the care. You know, we pay tax dollars for them to support us. And we pay tax dollars for the government to, you know, act for us. And they basically, you know, redirected this stuff and done whatever, you know, they want employees. And if you oppose them, they come after you, you know, with a hidden clout and, you know, do things to wipe you out, your family out, and cause all kinds of misnomers. John L. Stasis, what do you want to say about that?
Well, it's just like the price of diesel fuel. It's $1.51. It's like $2.80 was the price of fuel when I purchased it. The tax was $1.514. The actual price of the kerosene that I bought was $1.284, and diesel fuel was 25 cents cheaper. So basically, fuel and kerosene should be like a little over $1 a gallon, but it's running close to $3 a gallon because of the tax. And the government is declaring itself bankrupt and all this kind of stuff, but yet they spend money on what they want to spend money on, and exuberantly. It's like you can't be a common worker and get a good wage, but if you're like on a road job or something like that they're giving to the foreigners, a lot of them, they're getting paid extremely well. Like John is talking here, he says that he can't get a job, or a lot of people can't get a job, but they'll subsidize paying a Mexican to take the job from you. They'll bring him in as an illegal alien or immigrant. They'll support his family. They'll usually have a child here so that the child becomes a citizen, and then it corrupts the country because, number one, they were illegal. They're costing us money. Again, it was voted that they become part of the Social Security system, and yet it's a lie and a vote in itself to the fact that we've already built a Social Security office in Mexico City, Mexico, like 4 or 5 years ago. So they're creating this destruction of our country, destruction of our monetary system as they did in Germany. These things are just replicating the shutdown of a country. It's happening right in front of our face, as the Bible talks about. You know, you're taken over, you're diseased, you name it, it's happening right in front of us right now. They're getting ready to starve us pretty soon. I mean, it's not a maybe. They're controlling the weather. They're controlling the insects. You know, talking about insects, just a week ago, we got notice that there was a fly that they'd brought into the New York State to take care of these caterpillars. And so I call them a C-30 because they're just this big black fly. They kind of bump into you and they buzz around. But at the same time, all of a sudden now, because we found out, they're announcing it all over the place, we've brought in the flies. Well, they're going to take care of the flies by bringing in a hornet, and the hornet will eat the fly up. Now, how come we can't like bring in bumblebees? If we're having shortness of you know, pollinating everything, how come we're not able to do that with the bumblebees? I question if they really, as they made AIDS to take out the black culture, they're killing 7,000 blacks a day in Africa with the AIDS virus. It's a man-made, American-made virus. Are they doing the same thing with the bumblebees or selectively with whatever they want to do? And again, it's as simple as the glass of water you're looking at with the chemtrail chemicals in it. They can alternate those chemtrail chemicals. Are they alternating our electromagnetism of our cell base itself to where we're something that we never were before? It's like fluoride has docile us down to where we don't even react. They can tell us stupidity, and we just sit there and go, well, that's the way it is. And we don't react. That's another thought I had as far as possibly selling something. I'd like to have like three stamps. You have a small, medium, and large stamp. You know, and on that you can have maybe different tags where you're going to give them a little box of markers, and you can put down fool, you know, and stamp them in the head, fool, or bloomin' idiot, or, you know, you name it, woodchuck. You know, and that's kind of on the negative side. Maybe you can have a good job or something, too, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's just an idea of where, geez, we're, you know, you're seeing it a little bit on television where they're stamping people, and I've been talking about it for quite a while. And it is kind of catching on that, geez, maybe we should stamp some people because, you know, we are sheeple anymore. We just do not take charge of our lives. We let the government do whatever it wants to do, and they tell us the stupidest stories. It's like etiquette. The American flag, if you have an emblem of the American flag and it's supposed to be printed on and sewed onto your shirt or so, as you look at the person that's wearing that flag on his chest or his arm, the stars will be in the upper left corner as you look at him, and the flag will have this red, white, the stripes, red, white, and stripes going off to the right. The president's picture that I have of President Bush, I've got a picture of him looking through binoculars with the covers on the binoculars, like he's looking over something, but you know he can't see anything because the covers are on. And I thought that was extremely humorous because someone took a picture of the president being a little bit of an idiot again. But I didn't realize it until about 2 or 3 days ago that the emblem of the American flag that was printed on his shoulder was backwards. The stars were on the right side, not the left side. And then it went off the other way. Now, it's not that the flag doesn't look like that sometimes, but proper etiquette, which the president should be more than proper etiquette. The president is beyond etiquette. They've established etiquette. He's violating our flag. He's violating our country.
The violation is even beyond that. I mean, look at the violations to our troops right now. I mean, these men and women have served how many levels of being in the Gulf with no rotation and lack of arms and lack of water and lack of this and that and the other. But then they can turn around and say, oh, you know, Halliburton got overbilled 3-4 times, you know, the amount of the invoice. And then they could come back and say to FEMA victims, you know, of Katrina, oh, you got to pay us back because we, you know, we overstated how much you're supposed to get. And we talk about that, you know, we talked about this before, but I want to really emphasize this because, you know, if they are doing that with FEMA, they need to really stop and do that with Halliburton and ask them where the heck the money is. I mean, they took how much money out of the military budget and took it and used it for parties or whatever the heck they decided to use it for. And not one person in the government or anything said, you got to pay it back. Not one person. I mean, how can this be? But when they do something to poor and allegedly paid them, and a lot of people didn't even get anything. And then one person, I think at one point they were talking about giving them a debit card, a credit thing for $250. At first it was like they were going to get $11,000 a piece or something like that. $250, and a lot of people didn't even get that. So they're going to refund that out of their Social Security, their pension, whatever it is. Get it back because female was overpaid. The Howard version was way overpaid.
It's just another way to blight people, as they've taken their retirement weights from Enron, as they've taken their retirement weights from the Air Force industry, or the, you know, the air industry, as they've taken it away from the communications industry. It's just another place where they're controlling, and again, they're going to give it away to the Mexicans, and yet they say they're bankrupt, and yet we see that the gas price of tax is exorbitant. We know that Enron, or not Enron, but Mobil Exxon is hitting record profits at $1.28 for kerosene. The government's getting $1.51, and then we have a situation where they say they're broke, and yet they're taxing more for roads, and yet we built the infrastructure of the roads, we built the infrastructure of the telephone systems, we built the infrastructure of the power systems, feeding everybody, and made a profit in the past years without having these exorbitant taxes and these exorbitant charges put against us. It's all a fraud. It's all a way to dam us down and to take us over. They're taking control because they say, oh, because of this, the federal government gives you this. If you take this, I actually heard where, like on Derry Brownfield's show, they offered you a pair of vice grips if you, in Ag and Markets, if you signed on for something. And so it was a bribe. I mean, it's like you think you didn't do anything, but they got you to step through a hoop, which put a key in your back door of control and of threat, because if all of a sudden you find out that that key that you received is dysfunctional somehow and you don't want to be there anymore, they say, well, then give us that money back that we gave you before because you were growing crops. We gave you so much money for growing crops. The truth of the matter is it was an orchestration of a fraud to bring upon us to catch us in a lie, and then it's like, well, because you took the money, now give the money back if you don't want to meet the criteria of what we asked you to meet. And it's a bad rule. It's like the police department out there giving money for having cameras to measure our speed to catch us as speeders and criminalize us, when the money could have been spent on we have Murphy gauges, which could automatically make it so that you couldn't speed. As you went past a speedometer marker of 30 miles an hour, that would be it. As you went past the speedometer marker of 55, it wouldn't allow your car to go any faster than 55. You wouldn't have speeders. We don't have to criminalize our society, but that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, criminalizing us and putting us in bags. And then, you know, you were talking about the fact that, you know, the morals of the president having, you know, on the back of his shirt, you know, the flag opposite. But, you know, even look at the young people today, and I don't want to say all of them, but the majority, you know, they're not really dressing appropriate. They're not acting the way that they should for their age. They're acting a lot older. They're in adult situations, you know, and stuff. Again, that is another orchestration, and it's another control mechanism. You know, they use sound. They use all types of technology to basically induce and cause and tribalize our children. And I mean tribalize, not in a, you know, in a good sense, but it's becoming a bad sense, because what they're doing is trying to convert us back to an ancient mindset, because they don't want us here. They're trying to get rid of us, so they're trying to annihilate everything of decency, of upstandingness, and everything else. And I met this lady at this event, and she has an organization called the Queen Elizabeth Charm School. And what she was trying to do, she's out in the Chicagoland area in Calvin City, and basically what she's doing is trying to get these young girls that are looking at these videos to calm down and try to get them back to their age. I mean, John, out there in Arkansas, how is it that how are the teenagers out there where you are? Are they dressing inappropriate, or is there a little bit of control since you're in Arkansas?
Well, it just was a big mess, and John is right on some key points here, especially about diesel fuel.
Uh-huh.
In this state, we got a governor here, Mike Beebe. I didn't call his name out, just his initial. He promised in his state of the state address, in his first term as governor this year, that he would help every Arkansas business in this state and every Arkansas company that want to go biodiesel. And check this out, ladies and gentlemen. You can Google this. You know, his limo passed by a biodiesel station right next to the Capitol. I mean, it's ridiculous. He don't even stop by to get that state vehicle converted over to biodiesel. And I want to hit on some key points. Y'all can check out my video of it.
We'll be back after this break. And if you want to give information on your video and your website, you can, John, when we come back after this break. Callers, 800-313-9443.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN, Republic Broadcasting. And folks, we're moving. The number's going to be the same, but the location's going to be somewhere else. Again, help this broadcast make a very good transition. Please call the main number to Republic and make a donation because, again, you know, there's no one else out there that is doing the type of broadcasting we have here at RBN. I mean, if you call anyone other broadcasts, it's very hard to get through. Callers can't, you know, call in the way that we have it set up. And like I said, I champion, you know, John Stadtmiller for all his effort and work there. So, again, and Sandra and the crew that... that's here at RBN, very good, loyal people. So we need your loyalty, too. So help out to make sure that we have Republic Broadcasting on in the future. And we're back here, and we're talking about, you know, the situation with the oil. Now, you know, this thing of a possibility of another attack, I've been hearing things about how they're taking over not only Iraqi and oil, but they're trying to, you know, scope in because they feel that there's oil in Iran, and they're signing agreements now that they control all of the Iranian oil and, you know, Iraqi and oil and stuff. And, you know, it's a huge, huge nightmare. But, you know, the thing is, you know, we don't even get oil from those places. Our gasoline isn't even coming from these places. So why is our gas prices are so tremendously high? And, again, you can go protest and march and say something, but it doesn't do anything. It goes on deaf ear because basically they know they can get away with it. They know that they have control of this. They got this because they know that we, the people, don't know how to straighten this matter out because it got too huge and we let it go too long. John, in Arkansas, you have something to comment on that?
Yes, ma'am. And I want to give all praises and thanks to Yahweh for bringing John Stabmiller back safely on his journey and for guiding him, for putting this message of truth. And that our Heavenly Father continue to provide the protection that he has done to John, because John did something very important into a dangerous situation in which anything could have happened, and next thing you know, he had a gun on him, too. He fired on us. That kind of nonsense. And I just want to say, I have my father to extend his protection to every member of the RBN family. And I want to say
we're
this.
We're all under attack because it's gotten to the point out here. See, what they do is they got crowded individuals, and they come out, and they can get a hold of your family. They can do all kinds of different types of things that you would not even believe and render you in a situation of, oh, God, you know, something happened to her. This person did it, or, oh, that one did it. And it wasn't even that. It was because of the situation that they know how to do mind control, manipulation. They use, you know, microwave machines and blast you. They, like they do with John over there in New York, you know, they go after you with the IRS and shut you down completely. They use that, and it's illegal because they're using inside clout to do these things. And unless we, the people, and that's what it is, folks, we, the people, stand up. That's your tax dollars. You're paying for this. We'll be back after this break, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's true.